Next, it's been decades of research bringing together the fields of brain and the immune system. This month, the phase one clinical trial results are in from the world's first ever human trial on a vaccine for Parkinson's disease, developed by Austrian company Apheris AG. This phase one trial was looking at just a handful of patients to check the vaccine wasn't toxic for them, and also to get some idea of if the vaccine might actually work. I firstly spoke with Professor Achim Schneeberger from Apheris AG on the impact of Parkinson's.
It bears the name of James Parkinson, an English physician who first described the disease about 200 years ago. Its prevalence is rising as the world's population ages. Currently, about 5 million people worldwide are affected.
It's a condition in which part of the brain becomes progressively damaged over many years. This eventually gives rise to the physical symptoms, including tremors or involuntary shaking, slow movement and stiff muscles. On top of these so-called motor symptoms, Parkinson's affects patients in other ways, as Achim explains.
The most common disabling non-motor feature is dementia. Other non-motor features include depression, dysfunction, and sleep disturbance.
It's thought that the damage to the brain cells that produce the chemical dopamine causes the majority of these symptoms. The treatments currently available increase dopamine levels in the brains of patients to try and mask this. Back to Achim on a new method for treatment.
Increasing evidence points to a causal role of misfolded alpha-synuclein in the development and progression of Parkinson's disease.
We now know that this misfolded protein alpha-synuclein is toxic to brain cells and disrupts dopamine production. Enter the Michael J. Fox Foundation, set up to fund finding a way to properly treat and prevent Parkinson's after the Back to the Future actor was affected by the disease. They've been working with Apheris, as Dr. Todd Shearer, CEO of the foundation, explains.
And one of our most promising drug targets towards that goal is alpha-synuclein, the sticky protein that clumps in the brains of people with Parkinson's. We've provided about $2 million of funding, first for their preclinical work, and then for the phase one trial of their alpha-synuclein vaccine approach.
So Apheris have developed a vaccine to stop toxic alpha-synuclein accumulating in animal models of Parkinson's. And this week they announced the results of the phase one trial testing the compound on 24 patients. And it does appear to be safe in humans. But how does it work? Over to Dr. Walter Schmidt, CEO and co-founder of Apheris AG.
And the vaccine is teaching or educating the immune system to generate antibodies which target this alpha-syn molecule and help patients thereby against Parkinson's disease.
So by stimulating the body's immune system to produce antibodies that bind to and clear clumps of the protein alpha-synuclein. Back to Todd on the next steps for the study.
The phase one study showed that the vaccine was safe and tolerable. Next, we will have to see if it actually provides significant benefit for patients.
Well, unfortunately, that's all we have time for in this episode. Thanks to all those in the programme, Barbara Sahakian, Vince Walsh, Achim Schneeberger, Todd Shearer, Walter Schmidt. This is a special Naked Neuroscience episode reporting from the Federation of European Neurosciences Forum in Milan. In the next episode, we'll be reporting closer to home from a Cambridge meeting hosted by the British Association of Psychopharmacology. We'll be finding out, does smoking dope decrease your potential for pleasure? The stereotypical stoner is often portrayed as an unmotivated, apathetic armchair philosopher. Now, new research reveals the biological underpinnings with chronic marijuana use rewiring the brain, making it less sensitive to the motivation and reward chemical, dopamine.
And when people smoke lots and lots of cannabis over time, the dopamine system can become used to being stimulated, and so it tries to adapt.
How the simple act of dieting can rewire your brain's happy chemical, serotonin, to make you more compulsive and increase your susceptibility to develop an eating disorder.
And without meaning to, if you lower brain serotonin levels through dieting, that can lead to lower mood and more compulsive behaviour. So the dieting really gets a grip on you and it's very hard to stop.
And depression in teenagers.
Estimates vary, but probably around sort of 5-6% of adolescents have moderate to severe depression.
The shocking stats and what we can do to help lift their mood. See you next month. to open our minds. My name's Hannah Critchlow, and this is a special Naked Neuroscience episode from the Federation of European Neurosciences 2014 Forum.